Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
In order to support our show, we need the help of some great advertisers. And we want to make sure those advertisers are ones you'll actually want to hear about. But we need to learn a little bit more about you to make that possible. So would you please do me a favor? Can you go to podsurvey.com/Jamie? That's J-A-M-I-E, podsurvey.com/Jamie, and take a quick anonymous survey that will help us get to know you better. That way we can bring on advertisers you won't want to skip. Once you've completed the quick survey, you can enter for a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. You guys, you can buy a lot of great things on Amazon for $100. Terms and conditions apply. Again, that's podsurvey.com/Jamie, J-A-M-I-E. Guys, thanks for your help. Go to podsurvey.com/Jamie. My book release day is quickly approaching, you guys, and I'd love, love, love for you to grab a copy. I know I'm not the only one who's ever thought, gosh, why can't I get it together? Or maybe put another way, I'm such a mess. I've really struggled with believing that everyone else has things figured out, whether that's at work or in relationships with others or in parenting or just following Jesus better. We can compare so many things in life, but there's hope for us, I promise. And I talk all about it in my new book. Go to jamieivy.com/book to pre-order Why Can't I Get It Together? Hey friends, and welcome to the Happy Hour with Jamie Ivy podcast. I'm your host, Jamie, and I'm so glad you're here. Each week on this show, I invite a friend to join me and we chat about the big things in life, the little things in life, and everything in between. Hey friends, welcome to February 1st. I saw a meme just the other day that was telling you, that said, how long is January going to end? It feels like it's going on forever. And the truth of the matter is, it did feel like January went on forever. I mean, it was basically like 5 weeks long. And so welcome to February 1st. I'm so glad you're here. Each month we do a little look ahead month on the Happy Hour, and it's a short 5-10 minute episode just to say, here's what's ahead. Here's what I want to share with you. And so I'm super excited. First, I want to tell you this. I'm still loving Dwell Differently, and I hope that you are as well. Last month, their verse was Romans 12:12, and it was, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. And I'm just telling you, meditating on that verse, it came up so often in my everyday life. In fact, one time I was teaching in January and parts of the verse just flow out of my, they just came out of my mouth. And I was like, God, you are putting the verse in my heart. And so if you are thinking to yourself, I'd like to do more scripture memory, I cannot recommend Dwell Differently enough to you. Each month they send you a new verse and they send you a card that I keep mine on my desk at my office. They send you a little keychain and they also send you a little temporary tattoo. And the way they help you memorize verses by just giving you the first letter of each word in the verse. And the verse for 2024 February, which is where we are right now, is from Colossians 1:17. And it said, he is before all things and in him all things hold together. You can go to dwelldifferently.com, check it out, use the code Jamie, and you'll get your first month free. Also, you guys, February brings a new book for book club. And last month, we read a book called The Other Year. And in fact, we had our book club meeting just earlier this week on a Monday night. It was so fun. The author joined us and we got to ask questions and talk about the book. Well, this month, we're reading a book called So Many Beginnings, and it's a Little Women remix. I found this book when I went to Boston in the fall of I went to Boston about a year ago. It was in the spring of 2023, in February, I believe. Oh my gosh, a year ago, I found this book. I believe I found it in the bookstore there, and it's by Bethany C. Morrow, and I cannot wait to dive into it. I loved reading Little Women last year for the first time, so I'm excited about this. You can join our book club at any time if you go to patreon.com/thehappyhour. It is over there, and that's the book we're reading this month. It's called So Many Beginnings, A Little Women Remix. Now, I want to tell you what's happening on the Happy Hour this month. Okay, so we're switching things up a little bit, and it's okay. We can handle change. We love change, and we have been having just episodes on Wednesdays, and then we had a bonus on the first Friday of the month. If you've been here for a long time, you know that we have changed up the format and how many episodes we release a month over the years, a handful of times. We've always had our Wednesday episodes, and we will always continue to have our Wednesday episodes. But we're going to start putting episodes back on Friday. So we will have shows on Wednesdays and Friday for you to listen to. This particular month, every Friday is just going to be me talking to you. I'm going to try to talk to you solo. I have barely done that before. I'm a little nervous about it, I'll be honest, but tomorrow is the first episode that just includes me. I know it's different, but I would love it if you would still listen and check it out. Okay, let me tell you who's on the podcast this month. Jordan Rayner. He has a book called The Sacredness of Secular Work. He's been on before. He's a great guest. He comes on next Wednesday. My friend Jenny Allen is here, and Jenny came to the studio and did an interview with me. And it's super fun because we've been friends for many, many years, and we've been close friends for a couple of years, and our books come out on the same day. So Jenny has a book coming out on February 13th, as do I. And so Jenny's here to talk about her book. Mike Foster comes on the podcast, and it's a very, very interesting conversation because we talk about his book. He has a book come out last year, I think, called The Seven Primal Questions. It says on the back of his book, it says, it's a simple and revolutionary guide to understanding everything about you and your relationships. You guys, the conversation was fascinating. The book is fascinating. And when you get to the show, I'll tell you, I took the test. I'll tell you my results over there. Then we also have Chrissy McClellan coming on. And Chrissy has a book that came out last fall called Rediscovering Israel, A Fresh Look at God's Story in its Historical and Cultural Context. And my conversation with Chrissy, I feel like I went to church. I feel like she was preaching. It was so very, very, very good. And it's interesting in the conversation because a lot of these themes are coming up in my life with Chrissy talking really about how do we read scripture and see it through the lens of the people that it was written to, you know, that culture, not written to us, but, you know, the Middle Eastern culture. I'm in seminary right now, and one of the books we're reading is called Jesus and the Gospels, An Introduction and Survey to Jesus and the Gospels. And it's so interesting to go back and see what was life like when Jesus walked the earth and then when the scripture was written. And on that same note, just this weekend, I listened to my friend Kat Armstrong's new podcast. So she has a new podcast that just came out recently. In fact, I texted her and I almost wanted to ask her, can you just send me all of the episodes because I cannot wait until every Friday. And so her episodes drop on Friday, which means the next one comes out tomorrow and you will go over and be able to catch up on all three of them. Her podcast is called Holy Curiosity, and it's from Christianity Today, and it's highlighting the genius storytelling of God. And in every episode, they're going to talk about connections throughout scripture from the old to the new. Let me tell you, first of all, Kat Armstrong is wicked smart, and I love every book she's ever put out. But just recently on the first episode, they were talking about Dinah's story from the Old Testament and relating it to the woman at the well in John 4. And I just texted her and told her that as I finished that podcast, I had tears in my eyes. I mean, it was so good. So if you're looking for a new podcast, go check that out. Guys, I have some more super exciting news. So this is some news that is so very, 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 very exciting. First of all, a couple things. Number one, if you're in Waco, I'm coming this weekend to First Woodway, and I'm coming to their retreat. So I don't know if you can still come. Check it out. I'll be there. And then next week, I leave for book tour and something super, super fun. So let me tell you, Springdale, Arkansas, I'm coming to you on the night of Tuesday the 6th. There are still tickets available. Go to jamieivy.com/tour. Get your tickets. I would love to see you. Tickets are $30. They include a book. Come on, come on, come on. Bring your friends. And then you guys, the sad part about what I'm about to tell you is that I had to cancel the Charlotte and Dallas book tours. It was a very, very hard decision. Like, I had sweaty armpits. I couldn't figure out what to do. I didn't want to let people down. I hate doing stuff like that. But the opportunity came around for me to be on Good Morning America next Friday on February 9th. And I could just nearly scream with excitement. And so when the opportunity came, I asked a lot of friends, and I was really stressed about having to cancel those book tour stops because kind people had bought tickets and were willing to come out. And my friends reminded me that those people would be so very excited for me. And you know what? They were. I canceled the events. I did the refunds. I sent them all emails. And I got so many sweet messages back saying, we're so excited for you. So the big news is that next Friday on the 9th, please set your recorder. Do we even do that anymore? I don't know. Good Morning America, the third hour, I will be on. And I am giddy. In fact, even saying it out loud right now makes me super nervous. There was a part of me that's like, I want to scream this from the roof, and I want to tell everyone. And there's another part of me that's like, don't tell anybody because like, what if it doesn't happen? Or what if you fail? Or what if it goes awful? So I'm just sitting in the tension and I'm so excited, like unbelievably excited. And yet I am nervous and oh my gosh, I'm going to be so nervous, but I am so excited as well. So if you want to watch, I would be so, so, so grateful. And then the week after that, on the 15th, I'm actually heading back to Waco for a book tour there at Fabled. You can go to Fabled's website and look it up. I have it on my website as well. Go to jamieivy.com/tour and you can find it there. Friends, February is going to be a full, full month for me. And I really hope I get to hug so many of your necks along the way. If Gathering is this month, I hope I get to see some of you there as well. The first weekend of March is Therefore Gathering, which is such a great event for teen girls. And then I haven't even mentioned it. I've been talking about it so much. But February 13th, you guys, my book comes out. I cannot even believe it, called Why Can't I Get It Together? Kick Unrealistic Expectations to the Curb and Rest in God's Truth. You can come on the book tour. Pre-order the book. It is so helpful when you pre-order the book. And you can right now, it's not too late to join our launch team. If you go to jamieivy.com/book, there you can join the launch team. And you might be like, Jamie, why do I want to join the launch team? Well, a couple reasons. Number one, I go live in there every Wednesday night and it is so much fun. Number two, we're giving stuff away left and right. We're giving away so much stuff. It's so much fun. We've given away a purse. We've given away a Stanley cup. We've given away a denim jacket. I mean, we're just getting started, you guys. And so it's not too late to join. Come on over there as well. You guys, happy February. I know this also holds Valentine's Day and some of you kind of feel weird about that. Some of you love it. Without sounding too cheesy, and I know it could come off as cheesy, I do want you to know there is a love for you that is greater than any earthly love could ever give. And that is the love that the Father sent his son, Jesus, to walk on this earth, to be among people, to live a sinless life, and then to die on a cross on our behalf, to take on the punishment for our sin, our wrongdoings, and our brokenness. And then he rose again. And he ascended to heaven and he's preparing a place for us. He is taking care of his kids. And so the love that God has for you is unmatched by anything. It is unbreakable. It is unmovable. It is the greatest gift, the greatest love that you could ever receive. And so I hope today and this month and on February 14th that you will rest and be secure in the love that God has for you, because it is better than any other love anyone could give you. Guys, thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow. I'll be on the happy hour. It'll be just me. We'll have a conversation. I love it. I can't wait. Thanks, guys. The Happy Hour is produced and hosted by myself, Jamie Ivy, with assistance from Nikki Ogden and Ashley Caldwell. And the show is edited by Jason Talley.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.